Cass. Hey, just go find one of them. Hold his hand or her hand up. Like our daily motto will be for this year. And that is on the screen right now, which says what? Less of me in 2023. Less of me. I want less of me lived every day and more of God through me. Amen. That should be our motto every day, no matter what we're doing. Amen. Not just this year, but as long as God has us here on earth. Amen. Y'all know we've been talking about some things. Last week, I'm going to be honest with everybody that's here and watching online. Last week, I may have done something. I could have possibly set a record. I'm sure Renee might be able to tell me, but last week may have been my shortest sermon ever in history. Could have been not just mine, but that might be a record worldwide. 13 minutes. I was like, I couldn't believe I was done that fast. Amen. But God had a message for us last week, didn't He? Amen. To get us out of the way and allow Him to move, guide, and direct in each one of our lives. Amen. So today we're going to continue a little bit more of that. But also, the title of today's message is Two Truths When We're Battling Depression. We've been talking about mental health for the last couple Sundays. Two truths to remember when we're battling depression. I don't know about you, but a lot of times mental health is not something that's common talk in church. It's not spoken about a lot from the pulpit. It's not spoken about a lot from the members in the church and the congregation or even online. Because we've got that stigma on it that if we're battling something like that, we got a really serious problem. Amen. Sometimes it might just be something small, but we're too proud to ask for help, aren't we? Amen. Hey, sometimes you got to think of it this way. If you're going to ask for help for your water to get fixed, you can ask for help for some mental health stuff. Amen. If you ask for help for your car to get fixed, if you know you're over your head and fixing your car, you should feel the same way about your mental health. If you need help, ask for help. Amen. Don't let Satan beat you down and lie to you and tell you that you're less than what you are because you're struggling with something. Amen. So today we're going to talk about depression a little bit. But we should think it important in the church, shouldn't we? Upcoming weeks, we're going to talk about worry. We're going to talk about some trauma, some burnout. How many of y'all have been burned out? I've been burned out before. Story of a friend of mine that I've known for over 15 years. Probably one of the nicest guys that I've ever known. Who's one of the most uplifting people that I've ever been around. He was generous. He was the most encouraging person you would ever meet. And everybody that he met liked him. Everybody liked my buddy. Everybody wanted to be a friend to him. Because that's how nice of a person he was. But he had no idea. They had no idea that he was dealing with stuff. Because he didn't show it on the outside. Amen. He made a conscious choice to get out of bed every day and give all his energy to everybody that was around him. Amen. Outside he was smiling. Inside he was feeling dark. He was feeling sadness. He was feeling hopeless. He was feeling helpless. Amen. He was feeling lost. Years went by. He lived like that. He put up that facade. On the outside, everything was great. But on the inside, it was terrible. Amen. He battled suicidal thoughts, ongoing, chronic, crippling depression that he suffered through. Because he didn't ask for help. He was too prideful to ask for help. Satan had that lie on him that they're going to talk bad about you. They're going to dog you down if you tell them how bad you're feeling. Amen. Somebody in here or online may have experienced depression like that. And they got dismissive with it. They cheered up whenever they got around people. Amen. How many of y'all know people like that? How many of you were like that? Amen. But here's the thing. Depression itself is not just sadness. It's not just discouragement. It's constant darkness. It's having no feelings, no motivation, no hope. Every time you wake up in the morning, it takes over your thoughts. Amen? And the sad thing is, for my buddy that was dealing with that, you would think that the church should be the safest place to talk about depression. Should be a safe zone that they're wanting everybody to go through now. Oh, you can't say nothing about that because it's a safe zone. Well, for something like this, the church truly should be a safe zone to talk about depression. Not put a stigma on the person. Not make them feel ashamed. Not make them feel guilty. Amen. Not tell them, just suck it up and get over it. How many of y'all have been told that? How many of y'all have told somebody that? Amen. Just suck it up. Get over it. But truly, the church should be helping them and tell them to truly put their faith totally in one person that can take care of them. That's Jesus. Amen. What happens? If we get a sore throat, what happens? We go to the doctor, don't we? Go to a physician. If we break our bone, what happens? Go to a surgeon to get it taken care of. Amen. What happens if we battle depression? We just keep smiling. Don't we? And keep it to ourselves. Instead of doing what we do with every other part of our body and our lives, we just keep it bottled up inside of us. Amen. If you're one of the many that do fight depression, a lot of them, that's the biggest mental health problem today, is fighting through depression. We might identify with our first verse of scripture today, which is this. Proverbs 12:25. New King James Version says this. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. But a good word makes it glad. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. But a good word makes it glad. A good word makes us glad. Amen. A good word does what? It brings hope. Amen. A good word brings healing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Two truths to remember when we're battling depression. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, by your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct my words, Lord. Lord, as always, may they be yours and not mine spoken, Lord. May you open our heart, mind, and soul today, Lord. If we're battling depression today, Lord, may this be the blessing that you give us through the message, Jesus. Lord, may you be with us through the end of service. In your name I pray. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. So we've already established that depression is a very complex issue, haven't we? Guess what? It doesn't discriminate. Amen. A woman, a man can have depression. A kid can have depression. An adult can have depression. It doesn't discriminate. There's no one size fits all, is there? But here's four root causes of depression for you. The first one is this. Biological. Biological. People have a chemical imbalance in their brains. They suffer through chronic pain, nutrition deficit, hormonal changes, lack of sleep, exercise, and even sunlight bothers them, can trigger that depression to slide through on there. I'll get that out in a second. The second one is relational. They feel betrayed. They feel rejected. They might get divorced. The pandemic really hurt people with depression because it separated them truly from everybody else. They were isolated so bad. Amen. Third root cause is this: circumstantial. You might have a death or a loss that gets you upset. You might have a trauma that triggers it. You might have a bankruptcy. You might retire. How many of y'all know people that were happy their entire life and they retired and they were miserable inside because of depression? Because of issues that were inside their brains at that time. You might have kids leaving home. We get depressed when that happens, don't we? You might have a pity party when that happens. You might cry for 4 years after your kids leave home. I might be happy when mine do. I might actually have some peace in my life. I'm just kidding. And the fourth thing is this, fourth root cause of depression. Spiritual. Spiritual. Every moment, every day is a spiritual battle. I don't know about you, but I go through it. Even though I'm saved and know I'm going to heaven, Satan tries to battle my brain every single day. 24/7, 365. Amen. So that's another root cause. A lot of people let that beat them down and let Satan win and give in to the depression feeling that's inside of them. Now here's the thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a pastor. I can't address all aspects of depression. I can't address the biological. I can't address the relational. I can't address the circumstantials. Amen. But we can address the spiritual side of it. Amen. We can address a spiritual cause of depression. In Lamentations, I'll get that word out. 3, you had an Old Testament prophet named Jeremiah, didn't we? He battled inner darkness and inner depression. In Solomon's temple, they destroyed it by Babylon. They destroyed it. Jeremiah's witness was going on. He was having problems. He had loved ones that were killed. Amen. He had family taken away. And he suffered. And he was depressed. He had some depression and darkness going on. In Lamentations 3, I'll give you the scripture here in a second. It's Lamentations 3, 1 through 2, 5 through 8, and 17-20. NIV says this: I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He has made me dwell in darkness like those long dead. He has walled me in so I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains. Even when I call out or cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hope from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wondering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. You tell me, I need somebody battling some depression. That's battling some dark side, ain't it? He was feeling pretty low, wasn't he? How'd he get there? Dude was a prophet. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all. Like I said earlier, it don't care who you are. Pastor, prophet, whatever. You are still can be affected by the same thing. Amen? But Jeremiah loved God, didn't he? But he was totally broken. He was totally lost. He was totally hopeless in his soul, in his being. He was downcast. He had the circumstantial, didn't he? He had the circumstantial reason. His home got destroyed. His family got killed and deported. But he also had the spiritual battle, didn't he? He felt like God let him down. Amen. How many of y'all ever feel like God lets you down sometimes? I know I ain't the only one. Amen. How about home? How many of y'all feel like God lets you down sometimes? Like Jeremiah did there. What do you do? What do you do when we have no hope? When we feel like that and have no hope? So here's your two things. Here's our two things that we can do when we're battling depression. Number one is this. Our emotions are valid. Our emotions and feelings are valid. Amen? But they're not permanent. Amen? Our emotions and feelings and issues are valid, but they're not permanent. The only way they'll stay permanent is if we let them. And the second thing is this. Your situation feels hopeless, like Jeremiah's did. But guess what? With God, there is always what? Hope. Amen? With God, we always have hope. No matter how bad we feel right now in our situation, no matter how hopeless we might think it is, no matter how bitter, how dark, and how depressed we might feel right now, God always has hope in store for us. If we just look to Him. Amen. But a lot of times we get in that self-wallow, in that self-pity, and get pride back up in there. And we won't truly turn it over to Him, will we? We won't let God take care of it when He's right there, ready, willing, and able. Amen. When we hurt, again, our emotions are valid. They're important. We can name them. You know, like some people say, you can't say you're mad. Oh, yes. Yeah, you can. You can tell them you're mad. You can tell them you're angry. You can tell them you're anxious. You can tell them you're ticked off. You can tell them you're betrayed. You can tell them you're empty. You're numb. You're afraid. Amen? Because the emotions are valid. They're how we're feeling. Amen? But they're not permanent. Y'all will like this next little one. How many of y'all afraid of spiders? Alright, here, I'm going to do it this way. I'll go both hands. Yeah, I'm doubly afraid of spiders. Not maybe house spiders, but tarantulas. Big old spiders, big giant spiders. What did you think? If you had one right now, crawling on your arm, would you like it? Would you like it? Wouldn't feel good, would it? I don't know about you. I probably would have a heart attack if a tarantula was crawling across my arm, because I pretty much have one when a little tiny one is crawling on my back or up here somewhere. And y'all probably hear me scream like a little girl every once in a while. But again, my emotions are valid. They're important, but they're not permanent. Amen. So we got to label what we're feeling. When you see that spider, especially a big old tarantula, what do you think? That is a scary, hairy monster. I think that about a little wolf spider. A little wolf spider is as big as a tarantula to me. We gotta make observations. We gotta look around. Amen. If said tarantula might happen to be in a cage, guess what? It can't hurt you. Amen. Even though it might upset your feelings and your balance, it can't hurt you because it's in that cage. Amen. Don't worry about saying anything irrelevant. Don't worry about saying anything at all. Just look at it. You say, oh, uh-oh. That's my issue. That's my problem. That's my emotion. They're all valid. But again, they're not permanent. Amen. We might feel weak when that happens. We might feel exposed when that happens. I don't know about you, but when a spider rolls across me, I feel weak and exposed all day long after that, because I'm always sitting there going, it's still there. It's still on me. It's getting me. Get it off. I know I ain't the only one that does that. But that gives us psychological responses, don't it? When we go through that, we start sweating when we get through that little fear of the spiders. When we're afraid of, we start sweating, what happens? Our heart rate goes up. We get emotional responses, physiological responses. And we can probably name some emotions that'll help us out of that situation. Like, don't touch it. Get it away from me. Amen. I don't want to see it. I would say I don't want to hear it, but it ain't state. But we can do that too. I don't want to touch it. Get it away from me. Amen. Again, our emotion, the afraid emotion, is valid. But it's not permanent. We can always get away from it. Naming our emotion opens the door to changing our emotions. Naming our emotions opens the door to changing our emotions. Because guess what? God gave us emotions. Everything we've got, it comes from God. Every feeling that we feel inside of us comes from God. Amen? So God gave us some emotions. And again, emotions are what? Valid. But not permanent. Amen? Because our emotions are temporary, we're not going to make permanent decisions based on them, are we? We're not going to make permanent decisions based upon our temporary emotions. If we're battling depression, we might feel like quitting marriage. We might feel like quitting God. We might feel like running away. We might feel like shutting out the world. Amen. We might have dark moments. And in those dark moments, we might consider taking our lives when we're battling depression. But don't make a permanent decision when we're in those temporary situations, temporary emotions. And again, emotions are valid. We can name them. We can feel them, but don't be ruled by. Amen. Again, our emotions are valid, but they're not permanent. The second thing is this. Our situation feels hopeless, but with God, everybody say with God.
With God.
Everybody at home, give me a with God in the comment. But with God, there's always hope. No matter how bad we've been stressed out from the floor up, there's always hope in our God. Amen. Jeremiah was depressed, wasn't he? And what happened? He turned to God. Amen. In Lamentations 3:21 through 23, it says this. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have what? Hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. is your faithfulness. The Lord's great love. Plural is plural. Plural from the Hebrew word hesed, which is difficult to translate, but it's packed with meaning. Amen. It's packed with meaning. Translators attempt to define it as loving kindness, mercy, loyalty. But it's also impossible to describe apart from the fullness of God's character. Unbreakable devotion to God's promises. Conventional commitment to God's character. Because of that great love, we are not consumed. Because of that great love, we are not consumed. Amen? His compassions never fail. No matter what we're battling through, we are not consumed. Because God's compassions never fail for us. All we got to do is ask for them. Amen? Compassion is translated from a Hebrew word, which I'm probably not going to pronounce this right, is rahamal. R-A-H-A-M-A-W. Rahamal. It's the same root word that means mother's womb. Think about that. A mother's womb. What is that? That's a safe place, ain't it? That's a place of comfort. In your mother's womb, because nothing can really happen to you there much. Amen? It's sanctuary where life begins. Where life is nourished. Where life is strengthened. Where life is protected. What do you do to break out of darkness? We get knowledge, don't we? We need help. Admit it. Admit we need help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's wisdom. Amen. If we need a counselor, if we need medicine, if we need a diet change, if we need exercise, if we need to start a journal. Amen. If we need to pray, we need to pause, we need to praise. We need to call to mind and change our posture. Anytime that we're dealing with depressions in our lives. We know that Jeremiah was down, don't we? Because he said, my soul is downcast. Our posture reflects our mood. And posture can impact our mood. Amen? We got to put our arms up and surrender to victory. In Lamentations 3, 24 through 26, it says this. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is what? Good. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him. To the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that sounds good, don't it? That sounds good. Wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Say it to yourselves when you're sitting there sometime. We can preach that to ourselves, can't we? We can preach that to ourselves. You, O Lord, shield me, or shield about me my glory. Lifter of my head, God is my refuge, my strength. My ever-present help in time of trouble. For I'm convinced neither death nor life, nor angels, demons, present nor future, nor any powers, nor my depression, nor my darkest days, nothing in all creation are able to separate me and you, amen, from the love of God. That is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That buddy that we were talking about earlier, many times. I was afraid I wouldn't see him again. But he didn't give up. He got counseling. He got prescriptions. He got prayer. He changed his diet. He changed his exercise. Amen. He had a daily renewing with Jesus. And guess what? Now, that depression he was suffering through is gone. He no longer has to battle that. Because he turned it over. He turned his issue over to Jesus. Your feelings again are valid. But not permanent. He turned that feeling of depression over to our loving God, who was his hope in time of need. Amen. When our situation feels hopeless, remember that we always have a God of hope for us. Amen. As I come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank you, Lord, for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your message and blessing on battling some depression today, Lord. Lord, we know a lot of time right now, especially with this crazy world the way it is, Lord. Lord, more and more people are giving in to the depression that they're living through right now, Lord. Lord, we ask that you put somebody in front of us, Lord, that is battling with that, that we might be able to tell, Lord, of your mercy, your grace, your love, Lord. Lord, that their feelings are valid and their issues are valid, Lord, but they're not permanent with the salvation through you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.